Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
The last week, I have been discussing about the ministry of Jesus by preaching. He was preaching the gospel, and then he came up, started preaching about the very basics that every humanity should be following. So we have come to the fulfillment of the law in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Jesus said, "I have not come to abolish the law." See, Jesus did not abolish the Mosaic law. Like some Jewish people believe, Jesus was totally opposite to Moses. No, that's not true, because Moses himself have prophesied in the book of Deuteronomy. If you go and read, there it says, there will be a prophet like me will rise from among you, and you will have to listen to him. Okay, so this is a prophecy that Jewish people kept, and they asked this to John the Baptist. When they asked this to John the Baptist, "Why? Who are you? Why in the world are you doing what you're doing?" Right? "Are you Elijah?" He said, "No." "Are you that prophet?" Which means they are asking about the prophet Moses was talking about. He answered, "No." Praise the Lord. This is in Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 21 and all the way to 23, that how that John the Baptist answered. You can look at it. So this is the prophet which Moses have spoken about. So he said, "I come to fulfill the law." The law need to be explained that people do understand what the law is. That many rabbis explain the law in the way they understood it, and there is so many versions of the law has been defined. So anyone who breaks one of the least of the commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of God. What are the commandments? He is talking about love, merciful, kind, and be a light and be a salt and to others. Then Jesus talked about the murder. The murder, what is a murder? "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder." See, what Jesus is speaking about is from the Old Testament commandments, that you don't murder. You will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. See, the law which Jesus speaking about is establishing the strength of the Old Testament law which God gave through Moses. At the same time, it is getting more harder in the New Testament or the New Law, which is if anyone be angry, will be going to the judgment seat. Again, anyone who says to his brother, "Raka," is answerable to the Sanhedrin. See, you have to answer to the Sanhedrin. Raka is referred to be maybe related to Aramaic word for empty and mean empty head. See, if you call somebody empty head or dumb or something, which is what Raka means, he has to go to the Sanhedrin and answer. The ruling 70 elders, you have to stand before them and answer to that question. Is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. We call somebody a fool, that person will have to be punished for the fire of hell. This is getting more harder. Jesus is not lightening any covenants or laws, Old Testament laws. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother was something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Well, many times people have anger, hatred, and they keep that in their mind and they go and asking God to answer their prayers. Or they are going to be a good person. They go into church, they pay tithe, offerings, they are good in good groups and everything. But one thing they missed, that we all missed it sometimes, is that we haven't reconciled to our own brothers and sisters. This happened all the time. And settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to the court. You see, there is an adversary is always want to take you to the court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. See, what Jesus is saying is nothing opposite to the law of the Old Testament, that everything has to be paid, everything has to be answered, every wrongdoing has to be punished. That's the Old Testament law. Jesus have not changed any of those laws. In fact, he strengthened those laws. And also he speaks about adultery. Then you go to verse 27. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. See, that's the seventh commandment of the Ten Commandments. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. It's happened all the time. You see, in today's world, everything is looking at you by your eyesight. It's the eyesight, it's your eyes. See, Apostle John said, lust of eyes, lust of flesh, and the pride of life. All these three things will make you sin. So your look has to be with no lust. If you look, you should be careful not to look. Do you have to look? I don't know. But it is physical attraction that a man with an woman, which is scientifically normal, but you have to be aware that your look has to be in sincerity. There should be no lust. This is something that every man have a problem with, that they may fall into temptation, that we have to be always watchful of not falling into temptation. If your right eye causes to you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. You see, Is Christ saying that you should really go your eyes out and throw it away? In a sense, he's saying you must be serious that it is worth that if you lose your eye, then you won't have to go to hell. So even if you have to lose, you will gain your spiritual eternity, you live eternally with God. So that is not saying one to do it, it's saying one to be serious about it. Amen. If that was the case, Lord, thousands of people today would not have two eyes, maybe only one eye. Sometimes maybe both eyes. That is not what Jesus is referring here. I want to be serious about it. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Same definition. That what he's telling you is you must not do it. You must not do it with your permission. That it may happen, but there is other measures that you can take that if that happen also. But the matter is serious before God. Everything we think it is minute, it's a minor thing that we human think, but it's not minute before God. Before God, it's a terrible sin. Small sin is also sin. Big sin is also sin. So everything is treated as sin as it is. Next, God, Jesus spoke about divorce. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, causes her to become an adulteress. And anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery. Hey, that's what Jesus said. But whatever reason people today divorce husband or wife, they do it for convenience. Amen. Because I feel you don't love me anymore, or you don't understand my love. Amen. I'm going to leave you. I found another person who is better than you. See, everyone in the world has disqualifications. See, there is no perfect woman or a perfect man. No one, because we are all fallen victims of sin of Adam and Eve. The sin lives in us. If somebody thinks that I can change my spouse and I can have a better life, that person is misunderstood completely, because you are digging maybe a bigger hole than you already have. You always have a plan, a way to reconcile. There's always a way to understand. There's always a way to forgive. There's always a way to repent and ask for forgiveness as well. So if you don't have an open conversation, if you don't want to discuss your problems, then you are looking for trouble. So the law says don't divorce. But if you one person did a marital unfaithfulness, which is a terrible sin, when you are married to one person, a man or a woman, and you have done some relationship physically with another person, a woman and a man. You have done committed a horrible sin which is called adultery. Now, there are times people always given forgiveness. There are times that people always asked for forgiveness. There are times they repented, right? I'm not going into counseling session with this. I know what that means. Amen. But it is better that we always be under the law and keep the covenant between two people, before God and before church and people. So the next thing is an oath. Jesus spoke about an oath. Again, you have heard that it was said that to the people long ago, do not break your oath. You see, this is the same thing happened in a marriage. In a marriage, in a wedding, there are persons, the husband and to be, husband and wife, going to be, they take an oath. They break the oath. When you commit adultery, or when you try to divorce a person, you have committed break, you have a sin, you broke the oath you have before God to the other person. So, I mean, but keep the oath you have made to the Lord. Even people take oaths before God. God, I will do this, I will do that. I will give you a tenth of everything I receive. I will give so much of my money to God's ministry, or I will do this and that. So many things people say. But you got to be careful. You are speaking to the living God who will punish you. He will punish for your guilt, no matter what it is. You are not to be take an oath in the name of God. Because God is God's throne in heaven. You see, by in the name of God's throne, I am making this oath. Or in the earth, this is the footstool of God. Or even not even make an oath in the name of Jerusalem, because that's a great city of God. You see? And do not swear by head, or you cannot make even one of your hair to white or black. Simply let your word has to be yes, and no is no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. You know who that is, Satan. See, if you do anything beyond what the measurement of the law is, see, the ruler or the rules, the rule, you know, when you, there is something called a ruler in a school, you use a scale, right? There are measurements for life's decisions, talking, behaving, acting and everything. Anything you do or me, anybody do beyond that, right? It could be a societal law, it's a family law, or it's a biblical law, right? Everything is in the Bible. The word of God, the laws all came from God himself. It's in the scripture. So anything we do against the scripture, God will punish for sure. There's no excuse from that. Now, eye for an eye, verse 35, 38. If you have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth, but I tell you, do not resist an evil person. This is something that we always forget. If somebody gets really bad at you in your driving time, someone jumps in front of you, cuts you off, you know, or any other circumstances that a person do wickedly, right? That means they break the law, okay? They want to make a right turn, they jump in front of you and make a right turn instead of you they you pass and then they make a right turn from behind you. See, they follow, they don't follow the law. These things happen every single day, millions of times, right? So don't try to fight with an evil person. I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strike you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. This is the most difficult thing that Jesus was saying that. See, because we all, human beings have a reaction, the adrenaline is running, there is a fight or flight nature, right? If you run, when you see the enemy is bigger than you, right? But you will fight if you see the enemy is even or smaller than you, or the situation you can break through, or you are able to defend or fight, then you will fight. But if the person you cannot fight, you will run. So there is a fight or flight situation in every human being. But we need to teach ourselves, how can we do what Jesus is saying? How can we do it? If somebody forces you, you know, somebody slap you on the one face, you should show the other face. Hey, come on, do it again. This side too, brother. I have no idea, right? Somebody other than Mahatma Gandhi has ever done it. You know, Mahatma Gandhi, the father of the nation of India, is the only one whom I know that in his biography that he has been able to do that. Where did he learn it? From Jesus Christ. He was a person who listened to the Sermon of the Mount, which I am discussing right now, that who had a Bible in his place, that we don't see that he ever became a Christian, because his history says that he was a lawyer and he was practicing after his education in Oxford or Cambridge in England. So being a Indian man was not a white man. He was passionate. He was fascinated, passionate about what Jesus' message was. And see, so he went to a church. He went to a church where they only admit white people. This is a true story. You can check Mahatma Gandhi's biography and find this information. And he was kicked out of the white church in England, and he left very upset, feeling, look, is this what the Jesus did? If that's what they do, I don't want to be in that. I don't want to be a Christian. But he followed Christian principles. He followed Jesus' principle. Even Martin Luther King Jr. in the United States, in his young age, he was a follower of Mahatma Gandhi's principles. Now, Mahatma Gandhi received the principle from the Bible, from the life of Jesus Christ. So we must be practically Christian, practically following Jesus Christ. We have to get to that point that we will not retaliate, rather we suffer. Because in the first part of this last time I said that Jesus saying, you will be rewarded in heaven that for every abuses you have suffered. Injustifiably, any abuses you went through, Lord God, Father will reward you in heaven. That's the word of God. The word of God has never changed ever since it was written, ever since it was spoken before that. The God's word has never changed. So if you want to go, if somebody asks you, forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You see, you don't know if they're going to give it back to you. You don't know if the person who is asking you to go with him for a while, for a certain distance, or give me a ride, could you help me, would you drop me off? But it is very difficult to know. If you don't know the person, it is a hard thing to do, because you never know who that is. what that person will do once that person get in your car. But in a normal circumstances, you should do it at least for somebody you know. Amen? So, and do not turn away from somebody is wanting something. Somebody is asking for help, right? Always be ready to borrow. If you have, you borrow it to that person. Praise the Lord. Now, the next verse is very important. Also that we also, sometimes we forget to do it. Love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. See, this is what the Old Testament law was. In the Old Testament law, this is the only thing you can see that if Jesus have said something against that law. Because the God in the Old Testament was revenging. He was retaliating. God wanted Israelites to punish the evildoers, the ones who worship idols, the one who do immorality, Canaanites. They did all sorts of immorality and idol worships. And God wanted to eliminate them. Because why a good God does that? Because his wrath was on them. His anger against the sin. He punished sin in Old Testament now and then. He punished them. So they will receive a punishment as they are living and doing it. Also they will have an eternal judgment. Now in the New Testament came, time and time, God is not punishing anybody. See, there is a grace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John chapter 1, we see that law came through Moses, but grace came through Jesus Christ. See, we are living in a period of grace. The Lord Jesus, God filled him with the grace of God, and he sent him down with grace, that we might become the children of God. If God want to punish us, as he did in the Old Testament, none of us will be saved. None of us will get saved. Even the law and the commandments were so stringent that same commandment Jesus taught, but when it comes to loving the enemy and forgiving others, Jesus said, forgive them. Give them. Because God himself forgiven to us. God already forgiven to us. See, some people think that God is angry. No, God is not angry. God still loves you. God wants to forgive us. He sent his son to die for our sins. He taking our punishment. That is why Jesus is coming with this kind of teachings. See, now as we continue this next time, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you well, that we must follow the commandments of Bible and the Old Testament law, as well as that there is not much change. There is only change is revenging and loving others, not revenge, that we don't revenge, but rather we love. Thank you. May the Lord richly bless you and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast.